Just broadcasting live from Simpson Park in Muswellbrook. It's 26 minutes past 12. Well, thanks to the team at Glencore. And joining me now is the lovely Michelle from Camel Milk, New South Wales, just out near Denman. How are you doing, Michelle?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Now, you have brought some beautiful smelling things for us to have a little sniff of. You've got bath bombs, you've got lip balms, soaps, all sorts of stuff, because obviously you don't just do Camel Milk.
That's right. Yeah, we have some fabulous products. It's getting to that time of the year where it's nice to jump into the tub with a glass of wine and a bath bomb. So we've got some bath bombs that we've designed ourselves. We've left out some nasty ingredients, so only just goodness in these ones.
Yeah. So when you say nasty ingredients, what are we usually finding in bath bombs?
There's one main ingredient called polysorbate 80, and it is in most commercial bath bombs. It's an emulsifier. That means that all the oils that are in bath bombs are float throughout the water instead of just like being an oil slick on the top.
Yeah.
So these emulsifiers help all the ingredients to, you know, mix throughout the water. But there has been quite a few stories that links polysorbate 80 to cervical cancer. So that's the last thing you want to be doing in the bathtub.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all natural. Same goes for your lip balms and soap as well.
Yeah, the lip balms are great in wintertime. Lips just dry out as so much with the colder weather being out in the wind. And, the hump fat that we use in the lip balms is really, really moisturising. A lot of the Camelis out in Central Australia will use the oil on leather boots and saddles and things like that to help retain moisture.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Awesome. And your soap, I know I've used that before. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. The soaps are amazing. That's just our standard range at the moment.
Awesome. And I haven't been on a tour yet, but I must come out and do it. You guys do the tours on your farm out there at Denman.
Yes. Yes, yes. You must come out. So we're trying to encourage everybody to use their vouchers.
Yes.
They run out at the end of June, so come on out and come and see our fabulous farm and these beautiful camels that we've rescued, and you get to do it for free because you get to use your voucher.
Exactly. And the best thing about driving out to Denman or vice versa is that you drive through and you see camels in a paddock over here and horses over here. It just makes me smile every time.
We have a donkey now too.
Oh, you've got a donkey.
Yeah,
now.
His name's
That's
Steve.
Awesome.
He's hilarious.
Oh, Steve the donkey.
Yeah. Definitely need to come out and visit us.
Heck yeah. Now, to get a hold of your products, whereabouts can we find them?
We have a shop on the farm.
Yep. Awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, or online like most other stores. But we've got a lot more of a range in store on the farm. We've only just got a few select things online. So pop on out to the store and have a bit of a squiz.
Beautiful, Michelle. Lovely catching up with you.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Jazz broadcasting live from Simpson Park in Muswellbrook. We're hanging out here until 1 o'clock. He's pink.